Good morning. Hi there. Am I speaking with Jessica? Good morning. Thank you, ma'am. Yes, my name is Oscar. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's very brief. I know it's a still long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
I can't hear you because I'm on a road trip, but I'm definitely going to vote.
definitely will vote. Very well. We'll try to do this as fast as we can. What is your age, please, for statistical purposes?
36.
Very well, thank you. And let me enter that. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
White.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, please raise your... Okay, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election on November 24. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you are not at all motivated, 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number in between. Extremely motivated, very well. Yes, ma'am, thank you so much. Regardless, you have previously voted. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent,
all right. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Personally, it's out of my control. I'm going to vote, but do I think that'll necessarily change the outlook of the country? No, but I'm still going to go out and vote.
Correct, but we will need an answer to proceed. So would you say that you are very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed in?
I'm just slightly dissatisfied.
Satisfied? Very well. Let's move on. Which of the following issues are most important to you in the next congressional election? You can choose two of the issues I will mention, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable, crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms, healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, inflation and the economy, improving K-12 public school education, gun regulation and reform, or lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Which two items are the most important to you in the next election for Congress?
We're going to go with gun control and inflation.
Very well. Let's get inflation and the economy, and you say gun control as well, right? Gun regulation. Very well. Let's move on. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I'll say approve.
Approve? And you approve it strongly or just somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you.
In your opinion,
are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse,
okay. I'm now thinking about race relations in America today. Do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse,
okay. Almost there. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
I don't know how you want to put that down. Me personally, I don't, but I see it happen.
Yeah, the question is about you personally, so I will go with not at all.
I don't, yeah.
Okay. How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life?
Uh,
Would you say very often, not often? Not at all. Not at all. Very well. How concerned are you about the rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all?
Concerned.
Somewhat concerned? Somewhat concerned, very well.
Somewhat concerned,
yep. Yes, ma'am. I'd like to raise your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is Tim Scott.
No opinion.
No opinion, all right. Next one is an organization, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
No opinion.
No opinion, very well. Cornel West.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of them, okay. Next one is another organization, the National Rifle Association, or NRA.
50?
Okay. Yeah, ma'am. Thank you so much. Next one is Joe Biden. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
No opinion.
No opinion, all right. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
No opinion.
No opinion, all right. How do you feel about the Republican Party?
I could care less about the party.
No,
I'm independent, so I'll say no opinion.
No opinion, okay. Very well. Let's move on. And how do you feel about Black Lives Matter?
No opinion.
No opinion. Very well. Let's move on. No, that's all right.
That's so horrible. That's so horrible. Black Lives Matter,
That's okay, man. That's okay. That's the way you feel. That's the way you feel.
Because I'm not involved. Yeah, I'm not involved.
Okay. I know it's a long way. Okay. I know it's a long way off. But if the election for president were, held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Oh, God. I'd probably not go out, to be honest. I probably would not vote if it was the same people.
Okay. So, at this moment, you cannot choose any of them?
No, because I don't care for any of them, quite frankly.
Okay. Very well. I will enter you as undecided. Would that be right?
Sure.
Very well, ma'am. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Would you say very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all?
Somewhat worried.
Somewhat, thank you. I'd like you to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first statement says, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. And the choices are strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Next one is, American democracy is under major threat now. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. America is on the path to another civil war.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, thank you. Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Strongly disagree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Very well. Almost there, ma'am. Let's see where we are. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A says, some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Statement B says, other people say America's strength is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need the strength to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which one do you agree with more, A or B?
B.
A? Very well.
B.
And
no.
B, okay.
Yeah, good boy.
B, okay. And would you say you agree much more with B, or you somewhat more?
Strongly agree with B.
Much more, then. Very well. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate issues using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think it is extremely important, 5 means it's somewhat important, 0 means you don't think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one issue mentioned here is freedom to protest the police or government. How important do you think is that for the democracy to survive? Thank you. 10. A commitment to Christian ideals. How important is that?
2.
2. Immigration to this country. How important is that for a democracy to survive?
I'd say 0.
0, very well. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
10, very well. The right to bear arms.
5.
And police that treat everyone the same.
10.
10, okay. Equal economic opportunities for all. 10, very well. Let's move on.
Sorry, I'm almost
at
my destination.
Okay.
Go ahead. We got
to quit. Almost done, ma'am. I'm going to read you two statements about people have made and how we can improve this country. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree. And 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove the barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. How much do you agree? 7, very well.
7.
Sure. And the second statement says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents did. How much do you agree with this statement?
4.
4, very well. Almost done, ma'am. Let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November.
10.
On a scale from 0 to 10. 10, very well. You already know the drill.
I got the drill.
Okay, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's, 6-year college.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single, never getting married.
Wow. You and me, the both of us.
We're not alone. We're alone, okay. But we're not alone.
That's correct. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Pretty liberal.
Very liberal, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Once a month. Usually holiday related, that's it.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
And last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes, no?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our service. Thank you for your participation and your valuable time. Have a wonderful day.
Yes, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.